A year from now, New Hampshire voters will decide the first-in-the-nation presidential primary. This week, Washington Governor Jay Inslee will travel to that state to test the waters for a possible presidential run. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins will be covering Inslee's trip and has this preview.
Governor Jay Inslee's visit to New Hampshire comes as he looks and sounds more and more like a confirmed candidate for president in 2020. In a recent Washington Post op-ed, Inslee said he's seriously considering a run for president, and he's been doing the rounds on cable news. At each stop, he talks about his signature issue, climate change. Here he is recently on MSNBC.
We know that the energy in our party, the young people in our party, understand this threat.
To that end, when he's in New Hampshire, Inslee plans to meet with college students to talk about climate change. Chris Galdieri is an associate professor of politics at St. Anselm College, one of Inslee's planned stops.
I think this is an issue where younger voters care about this a lot more than older voters do.
Galdieri says a focus on climate change could help Inslee distinguish himself in a crowded Democratic field. He also says Inslee's early and forceful denunciations of President Donald Trump, going all the way back to the president's travel ban, could give him an edge.
You know, I think those are interesting credentials that he brings to the table. The question is, you know, is that going to be enough? Is that going to put him ahead of all these other candidates who are more well-known, who have been on the national stage for a lot longer time than he has?
Democrats like Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Sherrod Brown, who are all U.S. senators. Inslee's other advantage may be that he's a governor. But when he lands in frigid New Hampshire, he may receive a chilly reception from some state Democrats. Last year, Inslee chaired the Democratic Governors Association. However, the DGA did not significantly invest in the New Hampshire gubernatorial contest. In November, the Republican candidate won. Since then, Inslee has faced some recriminations.
It's not something that's going to help him. Let me just state the obvious.
Larry Drake chairs the Rockingham County Democratic Committee in southeast New Hampshire. He says Inslee may have rankled some party officials, but he doubts fallout from the governor's race is going to reach down to rank-and-file Democrats. Instead, Drake says the test for Inslee or any Democratic candidate in 2020 is whether they can energize the Democratic base and are seen as someone who can beat Trump. He calls the policy differences between the likely candidates insignificant.
I think the ability to win the general election is probably the single biggest thing that unites New Hampshire Democrats, and probably Democrats across the country.
Inslee's trip to New Hampshire comes on the heels of a visit to Nevada, another early contest state. He's also raising money for a federal political action committee to fund this testing of the waters. At a recent event with former California Governor Jerry Brown, a past candidate for president, a reporter asked Brown what advice he'd give Inslee.
Don't listen to me, because I didn't succeed.
But then Brown did offer a couple of tips. Get known, raise money, and find the vulnerabilities of your opponent.
Exploit them deftly, and otherwise keep smiling.
In addition to his climate roundtable at St. Anselm, Inslee is scheduled to give a speech on climate change to students at Dartmouth College. He will also speak at a private fundraiser for the League of Conservation Voters and participate in a beer and podcast event. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.